In my teenage years, I would often imagine what it would be like to meet a nice girl and what it would be like to develop a friendship with her and what it would be like to get married and share that love for years. And as wonderful as those dreams in my youth were, they were just abstract. They were about some person I had hoped to meet in the future. In short, it was just a dream without a name or a face. And then when I met my wife, I found out that those dreams were only just a shadow of the reality. I learned that the reality was far deeper and richer than my imaginations because it has a name and a face. It's a truth of our faith as well. The first thing that God created in Genesis was light. Let there be light. He then gave the Jewish people additional light through the law. He gave light through the prophets. Let there be light. God repeats that command over and over to individuals, to families, to communities, and to nations. But those only foreshadowed the coming of the true light. In our first reading, Isaiah speaks of a light that is coming. If our first reading would have continued for just two more verses, we would have heard a description of that light. A description that shows up often on Christmas cards. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. Isaiah is telling us that the light would have a name and a face. Century upon century, God said, "Let there be light." But eventually there came a time when the promise of Isaiah would be fulfilled, where God says, "Let there come forth the light." As John said in his gospel, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Jesus is that divine light. This is the uniqueness of the Christian gospel. Jesus comes, and the divine light now has a name and a face. You could have seen him in Bethlehem. You could have seen him preaching on the mount, healing those with infirmities, dying on the cross. You could have touched his hands and his side after he rose from the dead. It exceeds all the dreams and the imaginations because the divine light now has a real name and a human face. Our psalm response was, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." This is who Jesus is. We heard in the gospel that Jesus went around Galilee teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. Jesus shined the light on every form of darkness. Darkness of the body, of the mind, and of the soul. But even more, now that the divine light has a name and a face, we are able to have a relationship with him that exceeds our imagination. This is the hope expressed in our psalm. "One thing I ask of the Lord, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord." This is the essence of each of our heart's deepest longing. In general terms, we're asking to bathe, to be immersed in the divine light. But even more, to awaken to the reality that we are loved by the one who is the light. People occasionally comment to me about the joy I sometimes radiate when I distribute communion. And that's because I can see the light of God in you. God's love for you. It's about the light in me recognizing the light that's in you. I wish you could see what I see. Not only do I see the light that was at one time in your parents' eyes, I see the glimmer that's in God's eyes. If you've ever experienced it, it's an unmistakable encounter that can transform your life to awaken to the reality that you are loved by the one who is the divine light. Many parishioners say they experience that light in our perpetual adoration chapel. Unfortunately, in the desire to repeat the experience, we try to identify what it was that we did in the hope of repeating the experience. We think of it as something that we can control to get a spiritual high instead of recognizing it as a grace given by God. The experience is God's invitation to open yourself more to His ways of thinking, His plans, His desires. That's why Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of the Father." And so, yes, the light has a name and it has a face, but that light also has a mission to do the will of the Father. God calls each of us to be light for others. Matthew's gospel tells us, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." We have seen the light. We have been filled with the light. We were once darkness, but now through baptism, each of us is a vessel of the divine light. But to what degree do we enable that light to persist, to shine brighter? What can we do to increase the brightness of the light that is in us? Two obvious ways come to mind. The first one's simple. You'll like this. You can do this from your couch. Read the New Testament. The Old Testament, wonderful, offers the hopes and the dreams of the Jewish people and the good things that happened to them, which foreshadowed the fulfillment. But it's with the New Testament that every chapter is a proclamation that the divine light has a name and a face. Every page awakens us to the reality that we are loved by the one who is the divine light. Yes, studying the Old Testament is important. It adds richness to your study. However, our primary focus should be on the New Testament. How many of us have never even read all of the New Testament? Is it any wonder that the light might still seem to be more of an imagination or a dream? In addition to reading the New Testament, the second way to increase the brightness of the light in us is to fulfill the mission that God's given you. As Pope St. John Paul wrote, "Faith is strengthened when it's given to others. The light becomes more intense when it shines for others." In this parish, it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, young or old, single or married, with children or currently without children, English or Spanish or some other language. There are ways for you to strengthen your faith by giving it to others. Read the bulletin to learn where you can make a difference. Look at the parish website to identify what might be your mission. Become engaged with people you see serving throughout the parish. You know, as we heard, men, that the upcoming That Man Is You program, which starts up this Friday, is a phenomenal opportunity. Don't settle for being a marginal, disengaged member of the body of Christ. Jesus has a mission that He has designed especially for you. Awaken to that reality that you are loved by the one who is light from light, true God from true God. It will transform your life. And filled with that light, go and change your world. How awesome would it be to hear someone say, "Yes, the divine light has a name and a face, and that name and face are yours." Because of your baptism, that's true. But only to the degree that you allow yourself to be filled with the light of Christ. Only to the degree that you let the glimpse in God's eye shine that much brighter.
Let us stand.